Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, December 31st, the last day of 2025. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Earlier this year, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made a stop in Bakersfield. The visit was part of his Fighting Oligarchy tour, where he railed against President Donald Trump.
This is a guy who wants more and more power for himself, and that is not the kind of government that Americans fought and died to create.
Coming up, we'll revisit our conversation with Senator Sanders. That conversation in just a moment.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Fresno State, providing short courses and activities for everyone 50 and better. Spring semester registration begins January 14th. More info available at fresnostate.edu/OLLI. The Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, where learning never ends.
And now to our feature story. In April, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders visited Bakersfield, where thousands gathered to attend his Fighting Oligarchy tour stop. He was joined by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who warmed up the crowd.
Hello, Bakersfield! How are we doing tonight?
People packed the Dignity Health Arena, but not everyone was feeling the burn. Bakersfield is a traditionally conservative area, and some outspoken critics showed up to make sure their voices were heard. Like Lori Eskew. She had her MAGA flag in hand when she spoke with KVPR's former reporter, Joshua Yeager.
I don't even know why they would want to come to Kern County. We're a very red dot in the blue state. So I just think that they came here to stir a pot.
24-year-old Brennan Moss drove over an hour from Ventura County to attend. He said he's seeking politicians who are, quote, ethically and morally sound.
I think our oligarchies are in control of Congress and the White House and the Supreme Court in the moment. And the only chance that we have to get rid of them is through progressive candidates in 2028.
The rally lasted just about an hour, and Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Sanders touched on many issues.
It's an extreme concentration of power, greed, and corruption is taking over this country like never before. And there's a word for it. It is oligarchy in America.
Right now, in the Congress, there is work, legislation being prepared, which, if you can believe it, will cut Medicaid by $880 billion.
After the rally, Joshua Yeager sat down for an exclusive interview with Sanders. He met the senator in his green room for a brief interview and started off by asking, why Bakersfield?
Bakersfield is one of your few stops in California, and President Trump won Kern County by over 20 points. What made you want to stop here?
Precisely for that reason. I think this is a working class community, and I think if we rally people together to demand an economy that works for all people, healthcare is a human right, and the fact to stop Trump from moving us toward an authoritarian society, I think we have enough votes here to eventually win a congressional race and certainly to tell the current congressman, Mr. Valadero, that it would be totally unacceptable for him to vote for massive tax breaks for billionaires while making cuts to Medicaid, education, and other programs that working class people desperately need.
And there were dozens of people outside of your rally today opposing your presence here. What's your response to them? You know, what would you say to people who are happy with what Trump's doing right now?
Well, people, in my view, have a right to their own opinion. I happen to believe in democracy. And what I would tell these people, maybe get on the phone, call up the President of the United States, and say that they believe in democracy, the right of people to protest. Yesterday, right in the state of Vermont, my state, there was a gentleman who was living here legally, who was picked up by plainclothes people, thrown into an unmarked car and faces deportation for no reason that I can understand. And one of the concerns that I raised today, and I think is worrying many, many people, is we're looking at Trump's attacks on the media, attacks on the judiciary, attacks on Congress. This is a guy who wants more and more power for himself. He wants to become, you know, an authoritarian leader, and that is not the kind of government that Americans fought and died to create.
And what are you hoping to come out of this tour? Are you expecting to appeal to or even convert some on the other side? Or are you hoping to rile up your more left-leaning base?
No question of riling up anybody. I think it's doing both. I think all over this country, people are looking, people who voted for Trump, they're saying, really? Do we want Elon Musk, the richest guy in the world, to go around and throw people off of the Social Security Administration to make it harder for elderly people and the disabled to get Social Security benefits? Do we really want to have Musk fire 83,000 employees at the Veterans Administration so that our veterans will see a deterioration in their health care and a delay in getting the benefits that they deserve? Do we really want to see massive cuts to Medicaid and nutrition programs? So I think a lot of folks who voted for Trump are kind of scratching their heads and saying, no, this is not what we voted for.
And on stage today, you were pretty critical of Congressman David Valadao. That district is more moderate. Do you think that, you know, someone like you, Senator Sanders, someone like Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, who are viewed as more progressive, does that make you a good messenger for this specific district?
It's the message, not the messenger. I will bet you dollars to donuts, and maybe your station wants to do a poll. Go out and poll people and ask them whether they think we should give over $1 trillion in tax breaks to the 1% and then cut Medicaid by $880 billion. My understanding is this particular district has one of the highest levels of Medicaid beneficiaries of any in the country. So you got a congressman who's going to have to make a choice. Do you cut Medicaid to give tax breaks to the billionaires? I would suspect that the overwhelming majority of people in this district do not want to see Medicaid slashed for tax breaks to the rich. And I hope the congressman is listening to those people. And in fact, one of the points we made today, I come from Vermont. Alexandria comes from New York City. He should hold a town meeting, just like we did today. We had some 5,000 people out here. Ask people whether they think it's a great idea to give tax breaks to billionaires to cut Medicaid. I think I know what the answer is.
And what do you think the priorities of the Democratic Party should be moving forward? There's a lot of concern that Democrats have lost their identity and aren't unified right now.
Well, it's not a question of being unified. It's the American people, in a sense, are unified. The American people understand that there's something wrong when so few people have so much wealth and power. The American people are unified and understand that we have a corrupt campaign finance system which allows people like Musk and the Republican Party to spend $270 million to elect Donald Trump, and billionaires in the Democratic Party are also playing an outsized role, much more powerful than they should be. The American people understand that we're the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all. They understand that we have a housing crisis. So you ask me what the Democratic Party should do? The Democratic leadership should stand up for the working class of this country and be prepared to take on the oligarchy, which has so much wealth and power.
And we're only 3 months into President Trump's presidency. You know, why do this tour now and not closer to the midterm?
Well, because this, first of all, I'll tell you why. Because there's going to be what is called a reconciliation bill coming before the Congress in the immediate future. And that is the bill that will give massive tax breaks to billionaires and cut Medicaid and nutrition and housing. And it's terribly important that the congressman in this district, Mr. Valadao, votes against that bill.
That was former KVPR reporter Joshua Yeager speaking with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The two spoke in April, right after Senator Sanders made one of his national fighting oligarchy tour stops in Bakersfield. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer?
TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.